Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Fernandez. Pitching for the New York Mets, Sid Fernandez. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The third baseman, Phil Garner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Kevin Bez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Terry Pohl. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Scott. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Pohl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Backman steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bez. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Backman scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a pop-up towards third. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohl hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott fires to first and picks off Backman. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Baz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0-for-1 in the game. Doran hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner strikes out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabal hits a fly ball towards right. Strawberry catches it and throws to first to double up Cruz. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bez. Gardenhire reaches second base with a double. Cid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez bunts towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardenhire moves to third. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gardenhire scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bez, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Backman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Mets. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran has Wilson trapped. There's the throw to Bailey and over to Garner, who tags Wilson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bez, who is chasing the ball. Strawberry reaches third base with a triple. Hernandez goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Kevin Bez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0 for 1 in the game. Poll hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight pinch hits for Mike Scott. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bez moves to second. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0 for 2 in the game. Doran hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Vern Rule now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brooks. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Brooks steals second. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brooks moves to third. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks scores. It's 6-1, Mets. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gardenhire takes first base on ball 4. Fitzgerald moves to second. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. 1 out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz strikes out. 2 outs. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabal. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Cabal steals second. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Fernandez. Reynolds scores. Cabal moves to third. It's 6-2, Mets. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Baz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baz. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baz. Foster reaches second base with a double. Strawberry scores. It's 7-2, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foster scores. Brooks moves to second. It's 8-2, Mets. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baz. Fitzgerald reaches second base with a double. Brooks scores. It's 9-2, Mets. Joe Zambito now pitching. Denny Walling now playing center field. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fitzgerald scores. It's 10-2, Mets. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Gardenhire trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Kelvin Chapman now playing second base. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0 for 2 in the game. Poll hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling strikes out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0 for 3 in the game. Doran hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Heap pinch hits for Mukie Wilson. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Hernandez moves to second. It's 11-2, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Strawberry moves to third. It's 12-2, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Strawberry scores. Foster moves to second. It's 13-2, Mets. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into center field. Walling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 13, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Danny Heap now playing right field. Darryl Strawberry now playing center field. Ed Lynch now pitching. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 3 in the game. Garner strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cruz moves to third. Jerry Mumphrey pinch hits for Joe Sambito. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Cabal moves to third. It's 13-3, Mets. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-3 in the game. Poll hits a fly ball into center field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 13, and the Astros 3. The Mets will come to bat. Julio Solano now pitching. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walling, who is chasing the ball. Heap reaches third base with a triple. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 13, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0-for-1 in the game. Walling hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 0-for-4 in the game. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 13, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.